This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to consider what is happening with our public schools, particularly here in the state of Washington. We in the state of Washington are now spending a great deal per student in public schools. The spending is not penny-pinching at all. It's lavish. But parents are fleeing controversial public schools, and private school enrollment has jumped by 25%. We'll talk about that with the Washington Policy Center and talk about what's going on with public schools in Washington and across the country. I will also be speaking later to Rich Lowry of National Review, who just did a piece for Politico magazine saying, yes, Trump can still win this thing. And people who say he's unelectable, they're just flat out wrong. We will be getting to that. But first up, there is a piece that appeared in the Washington Post by Charles Murray, who is with the American Enterprise Institute. He has adapted this piece from an AEI working paper, The Collapse of Broken Windows Policing in New York City, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. And he has dates between 2013 and 2022. And he points out that George Floyd's murder by a Minneapolis police officer on May 25, 2020, was followed in many places all across the country by protest marches and riots. The Black Lives Matter movement mushroomed in size, funding, and influence. Mayors of some major cities pilloried police and urged slashing police budgets. In the ensuing months, especially as pandemic lockdowns eased, urban crime became more intrusive. Rampant shoplifting forced the closure of many stores, large and small. In a group of 34 of the largest U.S. cities, homicides surged 30% in 2020. Daily life in some cities evoked the menace and decay of New York City in the 1970s and 80s. The timing of this crime rise led to a widespread impression that Floyd's murder and its immediate aftermath had marked a break point in urban crime. I shared that impression and set out to test it by looking closely at crime data for three major cities, New York, Washington, D.C., and L.A. What I found was more complicated than a change from before Floyd's murder to after it. The time after May 2020 did see crime increases, but the preceding years, roughly a decade, paved the way. Crime rates had already begun to go up. The national crime story over the past 70 years, and this is so important, and good for Charles Murray for making this available to everybody in the Washington Post. The national crime story over the past 70 years tells of a disastrous rise of crime in the 1960s and 70s, followed by the 1990s and 2000s by one of the great successes of social policy, a steep decline in crime. Policy analysts still argue about the reasons for that decline. I will not try to adjudicate the competing claims made for changes in policing, increased incarceration, or economic and cultural factors, but it is a fact that the progress occurred after many large cities, including New York, L.A., and Washington, had adopted a new public safety philosophy, broken windows policing. Broken windows refers to the argument that making arrests for minor offenses heads off a sense of lawlessness that invites serious crime. These offenses are ones for which police could make an arrest, but ones they can instead choose to ignore depending on circumstances. Offenses that don't physically harm anyone or steal property, but are insults to public order. New York, L.A., and Washington have posted online databases containing raw data for each arrest made in those cities from 2013 through 2022. I use that information to count arrests for 8 categories of offenses that are especially targeted by broken windows policing. Vandalism, that means graffiti. Theft of services, such as turnstile jumping. Vagrancy, that means homeless encampments. Public drunkenness, that means homeless encampments. Lewd behavior, prostitution, and solicitation of prostitution, loitering and disorderly conduct. To ensure that all these qualified as minor offenses, I included only arrests that were charged as misdemeanors, violations or infractions, excluding arrest charges, felonies. In New York and Los Angeles, the fall in arrests for broken windows offenses was steep and steady from 2013 to 2020. Washington is different, with a sudden rise in broken windows arrests in 2019. The anomaly was created entirely by a one-year spike in arrests for prostitution and solicitation, the result of a policy decision to clear the streets of sex workers near hotels. If arrests for prostitution and solicitation are deleted from the Washington data, the trend line of broken windows offenses shows the same interrupted decline as the trend lines for New York and L.A. As of 2022, arrests for broken windows offenses since 2013, that's 10 years, that had fallen by 74% in New York, 77% in Washington, and 81% in L.A. There was no apparent Floyd effect in New York or Los Angeles. The case for a small effect can be made for Washington. It should be noted that during the same period, reported major crimes known as FBI index crimes declined only slightly in New York and Washington and rose in Los Angeles. The collapse of broken windows policing was accompanied by a broader retreat from law enforcement in all three cities for felonies as well as misdemeanors. Consider how Los Angeles has applied California's flash incarceration law, which allows probation or parole officers to impose a jail sentence of 1 to 10 days for probation or parole violations, thereby serving as an immediate, unappealable punishment. It is a direct expression of broken windows theory. In 2013-2014, Los Angeles used flash incarceration 4,858 times. By 2021, the use had dropped 99%. Why? The city also virtually stopped arresting people for vagrancy, down 98%. Failure to appear in court, down 98%. And contempt of court, down 91%. Among the other crimes that had large reductions in arrests, theft stands out. It isn't just that L.A. police stopped arresting shoplifters, signified by a 78% reduction in arrests for petty theft. Arrests for the FBI index crime of larceny dropped by 2/3. Okay, what he is getting to, and it is incredibly dramatic, is that the decline in this kind of law enforcement, enforcing rules against minor crimes, misdemeanors, leads to encouraging more major crimes, felonies, including violent felonies. These costs of ending broken windows policing are not borne by people in affluent suburbs or rich urban neighborhoods. They are disproportionately borne by urbanites who are minorities or have modest incomes or both. If improving their lives is the goal, then restoring broken windows policing should be part of the solution. That includes cracking down on graffiti. It includes cracking down on homeless encampments, vagrancy, and much more. Meanwhile, there is a response by President Trump already on Truth Social. A response to what? To his arraignment today, which is happening even as we speak. We will get to that and to the Trump response and much more coming up right here on the MedVet Show.
Who is there that is really a person that can bring everyone together?
Michael MedVet.
If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. News on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Your daily dose of debate.
You're trying to stir up the controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, President Trump is in the courtroom before the magistrate judge, Moksila Upadhyaya. She is not the the one who's going to be presiding over the trial, but she is presiding over the arraignment. And she is apparently a native of the Gujarat province in India. In any event, some of the drama that has already occurred in the courtroom President Trump is there. Jack Smith, the special counsel, is there. They did not exchange niceties or pleasant greetings. I am sure that there's not particularly warm feelings from President Trump toward the special counsel, who he refers to quite normally as deranged Jack Smith. President's lawyer, who I believe is Mr. Lauro, who we played some of the tape yesterday, the president's lawyer said President Trump is here, and then magistrate judge Auxilla, who is presiding, said, good afternoon, Mr. Trump. No, President Trump. On Truth Social, in fact, maybe we should do this as the tweet of the day, though we have to call it something different from tweet of the day, the X of the day, the excrement of the day. No. What do we call it? Have they decided yet, Jeremy? Not yet. The excerpt. Okay, we'll stick with a tweet of the day for now.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
This is actually a very important Truth Social from President Donald Trump. He just sent out, I feel badly for Mike Pence, who was attracting no crowds, enthusiasm, or loyalty from people who, as a member of the Trump administration, should be loving him, Trump wrote. He didn't fight against election fraud, which we will now be easily able to prove. Based on the most recent fake indictment, that's capital fake, capital indictment, and information which will have to be made available to us, finally, a really big deal. The VP had power that Mike didn't understand, but after the election, the rhinos and Dems changed the law, taking that power away. Okay, what he's talking about here is the ECA, the Electoral Count Act, which was passed in 1887. And it was passed because of the a stolen election that may have well been an element of a stolen election. It may have really been an outcome where the candidate who won fairly clearly a majority of the electoral votes and a big majority of the popular vote, Samuel J. Tilden, the Democratic candidate of New York, the idea was that the Electoral Count Act left at least some ambiguity about how the votes should be counted when they were in dispute. And this actually is when the local authorities, and this is the difference between what happened in 1876 and what happened in 2020. In 1876, there were local authorities in four states, in Louisiana, in South Carolina, in Florida, and in Oregon, who couldn't agree. The local authorities, the governors, the legislature, the secretaries of state, the vote commissioners, they had disagreeing results as to who would carry those states. And part of it had to do with the fact that some of the Southern Democrats made it very difficult to count Republican votes in those states, because Republican votes in those days meant black votes in the South. In any event, that was 1876. In 2020, there was no local disagreement. There were no local officials in Georgia or Arizona or Michigan or Pennsylvania or Nevada or any of the disputed states. There were no local officials, secretaries of state or attorneys general or members of the legislature who believed that someone other than Joe Biden had won those states. And that's extraordinary. And that's one of the differences. What I think is most important here about this Truth Social that President Trump just set out, he set out a Truth Social saying that he was actually glad that he was going to have a chance in this upcoming trial to make the case that the election really was stolen. In other words, part of what everybody has been talking about is that if you look at Jack Smith's indictments, they very clearly depend upon the idea that President Trump knew that stuff that he was telling the country was not true. That he knew that he had lost the election, that he had been told it, that he had actually hired special consultants to take a look and to analyze the votes that had been taken in various states, and he knew that he had lost. And what he is saying is not only did he not know that he had lost back when he did things like authorize the signing up of fake electors, he doesn't know it now, and he is still insisting that the election was stolen. Now, as a legal strategy, as a strategy for getting him off, this might be very tough, because you have something in the law called the reasonable man theory. And yes, it is not entirely reasonable when all of your aides and advisors and the attorney general and the deputy attorney general and all of the people who are taking a look at the situation, they all are telling you, sorry, buddy, you lost. You lost in Georgia. You lost in Arizona. You lost in Michigan by 150,000 votes. I mean, the idea that Trump now wants to fight that out is, well, we will see. By the way, a number of emails have come in, and I owe an apology. It says, just as a, this is from Debbie, who's a master sergeant in the U.S. Air Force, retired. Just as a four-year information, as Michael said, he loves the Air Force when the Blue Angels were practicing overhead. Blue Angels equals Navy, and Thunderbirds equal Air Force. And since we have good friends who are naval aviators and the marine aviators under the Navy, sorry about that. And you're right, I'm wrong. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Amid a crowd of supporters and protesters, former President Trump is in Washington, D.C. for a court appearance. The former president is expected to plead not guilty to the charges filed against him in connection to the alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Trump claims the charges are an attempt by President Biden to interfere with the upcoming presidential election. The heat index could rise above 110 degrees throughout the country. Major cities in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Kansas are all facing several days of dangerous heat. The 2023 NFL preseason kicks off tonight with the annual Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. The New York Jets set to take on the Cleveland Browns with kickoff on NBC just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Tim Berg, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Medved Show. And on the Michael Medved Show, there are reports now. They are verbal reports. There's no live coverage allowed in the courtroom in Washington, D.C., where before the magistrate judge Auxilla, President Trump is basically signing and agreeing to what are called conditions of release. Part of what happens here with this kind of arraignment for these serious crimes, there are some felonies mixed in there, and President Trump has to agree that he's going to behave himself while he's released. I don't know if there is any bond money or bail money. I don't think there is. The judge asked President Trump very directly, would he abide by the conditions of release? And the conditions of release are that he commit no new crimes while he has been released. And what would be a crime? Trying to influence a juror. Trying to influence a witness, prospectively, in this court. This is going to be very difficult. Wall Street Journal is reporting, outside the courtroom, former President Donald Trump pleaded not guilty to charges stemming from his alleged widespread efforts to remain in power after his 2020 election loss. Appearing in a federal courtroom just blocks from the U.S. Capitol, his supporters stormed on January 6, 2021. Now, this is the Wall Street Journal. Anything unfair about that? It was his supporters. They were carrying Trump banners and Trump flags when they stormed the Capitol. And did they storm the Capitol? Well, actually, there are a bunch of injured police officers who have turned up as part of this scrum around the arraignment of President Donald Trump. The hearing at the E. Barrett Prettyman Federal Courthouse, this again is from the Wall Street Journal, marks Trump's third arraignment in 4 months as the former president's legal problems pile up ahead of next year's election. Well, President Trump would say legal opportunities because he will have the opportunity, and he probably will in court to try to prove that the election was indeed stolen, because it is a very key issue in terms of his guilt or innocence, whether he had reason to believe, whether a reasonable human being, a sentient human being, would actually believe that the election was stolen. And if President Trump can show that he had very good reason to believe the election was stolen, and he still believes that, then that would be a basis for an acquittal in this trial. The charges haven't deterred Trump's devoted supporters and have resulted in a surge of fundraising dollars for his 2024 presidential campaign, many of which have been used for his legal defense. That's my own addition. The latest indictment unsealed earlier this week and brought by special counsel Jack Smith accuses Trump of conspiring to subvert the will of the American voters by trying to cling to power after his defeat in 2020, actions that culminated in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol by his supporters. The hearing is taking place just blocks from the Capitol, where rioters that day attacked police officers and smashed windows in an attempt to block Congress from certifying President Biden's victory. That's the Wall Street Journal. Anything wrong with that? They also add that outside the courtroom on Thursday afternoon, dozens of people, Trump supporters, opponents, and members of the media, gathered outside the courthouse. One man waved a sign that said, "Jail Trump forever." It's only 561 years that he's looking at. No, that's the way they've counted up at the Trump campaign. One man waved a sign that said, "Jail Trump forever." Another group danced in front of a sign that read, "Trump Indictment Celebration Tour," as the song "Celebration" by Kool and the Gang blared. A group of Trump supporters waved a flag that said, "Trump or death?" Death for whom? Are they threatening suicide at that point? There is also an inflatable Trump, a bright yellow inflatable Trump. It looks kind of handsome. That appeared with code pink. It's a lot of ladies who look like they're either promoting Barbie or they're with code pink. That's outside the courthouse mocking the ex-president. And "I'm too big and fluffy," the inflatable Trump says on why he can't go to jail. The sign on the lady from Code Pink says "Trump, White House Prison," with the word "white" scribbled over. So it just says "Trump House Prison." I think there's we have some audio of that. This is clip 11.
"You gotta be held accountable.
I can't go to jail. I'm all fluffy. Don't take advantage of me.
You incited an uprising.
No.
It's illegal.
Okay. Build me my own jail in New York City somewhere. I don't want to go to jail. No.
Stand here for a minute, Trump.
No. I can't go to jail.
Yep, you're at the courthouse.
I got pimples. I can't go to jail."
I think that's probably the closest he is going to get to jail. How about getting to the presidency? There's a new Trump ad that uses his latest indictments to rip Biden. And this is airing all over cable news right now. The ad sounds like this, and you can imagine the imagery that comes with it. Listen.
"What do you call someone this week? Someone caught in a bribery scandal that made them millions. Complicit in a government cover-up. and uses your government to get special deals for his family? You call them Joe Biden. And acting just like a corrupt third world dictator, Biden has unleashed a cadre of unscrupulous government bureaucrats he controls to act like rabid wolves and attack his greatest threat. Launching one of the greatest witch hunts in history. But Biden's underestimated the intelligence of voters. And Trump's support is growing even stronger. As hardworking Americans come together in huge numbers to stand with the one person they know has their backs and will fight to make America great again.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Rabid wolves? Okay. I think an effective ad for President Trump. Right now, there are more advertisements, more solicitation letters. We've read you most of this new solicitation letter. He says, so when I announced my re-election campaign in November of 2022, I knew the imminent storm I was walking straight into. I've since been indicted 3 times as an innocent man. I've been arrested for crimes that I did not commit, and the rabid left-wing prosecutors have signaled that this is only just the beginning. Yeah, there's more on the way. Many pundits have remarked that if I were to drop out of the presidential race, the phony charges against me would be dropped, and I would be guaranteed to live as a free man. I think that's unlikely. He says, but here in America, our liberty is not a bargaining chip. Our freedom doesn't come from a deal brokered by the government. Our freedom is a natural right from God. The second we allow our liberty and justice to be used as weapons of extortion, our nation will have forever succumbed to the dark forces of tyranny. So I will address those who are wondering if I would accept a deal with the deep state and what this third sham indictment means for the fate of our campaign. Let me make myself 100% clear. Our campaign goes on, and it will continue to go on until we the people win back the White House on November 5th, 2024. We'll be talking to Rich Lowry of National Review, who thinks Trump has a good chance of winning back that White House. That coming up on the MedVet Show. You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
ABC News is reporting that the magistrate judge who is there at the courtroom in Washington, D.C., advised President Trump of the penalties he could face if convicted. Up to 5 years in prison on count one, up to 20 years in prison on count two, up to 20 years in prison on count three, and up to 10 years in prison on count four. So if they actually imposed these penalties, if he were found guilty, as some experts believe he could be, if he were found guilty, that would be more than enough to put him away for the rest of his life. However, generally in federal cases like this, they have the sentences running concurrently, so it wouldn't be 5 years plus 20 years, that's 25, plus another 20 years, that's 45, plus another 10 years, that's 65. It wouldn't be like that. It would be altogether 20 years with possibility of parole and good behavior. And by the way, he can continue running for president. This is a very interesting thing, because could he run for president and be elected president from prison if they have a very speedy trial? No one expects that speedy a trial. What they expect is that if he wins election as president, he will then face the prospect of a trial, but it's very likely that he'd pardon himself, which most people believe would be perfectly legal. So, in other words, if that is the case, and he's still facing trial on these charges or some of the many other charges, including the new charges on Georgia on racketeering that are on their way, including the charges on the Mar-a-Lago documents and the charges in about the business misreporting in New York City, if all of that goes on, he could be elected president anyway, and then it would be a question of pardoning himself. Now, he can't pardon himself for the state charges, which is the charges in New York City on the business reporting, the Letitia James charges, the Fannie Willis charges in Georgia. That's problematic, too. A hearing before Judge Tanya Chutkan, who is the federal judge who was assigned to preside over the trial. This is not the magistrate judge he was dealing with today. Tanya Chutkan, a Jamaican-American, noted for her very tough sentencing of people who get involved or who have gotten themselves involved in crimes on January 6th, 2021. Judge Chutkan has scheduled the trial for a pretrial hearing for August 28th. That's at 10 a.m. That's the latest of 3 dates offered as options. On August 23rd, 5 days before that, in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, is the first 2023 Republican primary debate, which will be aired by Fox News, which it's increasingly unlikely that President Trump will attend. Outside the courtroom just now, there is a clip from Alina Habba, who's part of the Trump defense team, which is very different from the team that President Trump used when he was contesting the election, where he put together what Mike Pence has called a team of crackpot lawyers, and including Sidney Powell and the indescribable Rudolph Giuliani. This is Alina Habba, who is part of the Trump defense. Listen.
July 31st. Devin Archer goes to testify in front of the House. That was only after they failed to put him in jail prior to the fact. What happens the next day? The January 6th indictment that we're here for today. This is not a coincidence. This is election interference at its finest against the leading candidate right now for president, for either party.
Okay, and for Devin Archer was the one-time business partner of Hunter Biden, and the question about the Devin Archer testimony, which is hotly disputed on the two sides, is whether Devin Archer actually exonerated President Biden from charges that he was involved with his son's shady schemes, or whether he implicated President Biden directly in those charges. But the congressional hearings and the congressional investigations continue, regardless of what happens with the Trump indictment on these latest charges. Bill Barr also spoke about the indictment and this round of indictments. And the former attorney general, remember, he was attorney general twice under President George Herbert Walker Bush, the first President Bush, and then again under President Trump. And he finished his service as attorney general with President Trump. And what he said, he's commenting on the idea, which has been released to the press, that Trump and his team are going to be using a free speech argument to justify some of the charges against them. And this is a comment of the former attorney general on that idea. This is clip five.
Trump's attorneys, they're also saying that he was just exercising his First Amendment right here. Do you think that's a valid argument in your view?
No, I really don't think that's a valid argument because, you know, as the indictment says, you know, they're not attacking his First Amendment right. He can say whatever he wants. He can even lie. He can even tell people that the election was stolen when he knew better. But that does not protect you from entering into a conspiracy. All conspiracies involve speech, and all fraud involves speech. So, free speech doesn't give you the right to engage in a fraudulent conspiracy.
And he is in a conversation here with Caitlin Collins of CNN, and he went on to make this point.
Do you think he knew that he lost the election?
Do I personally believe that? Yeah, at first I wasn't sure, but I have come to believe that he knew well that he had lost the election. And now, what I think is important is the government has assumed the burden of proving that. The government, in their indictment, takes the position that he had actual knowledge that he had lost the election and the election wasn't stolen through fraud. And they're going to have to prove that beyond a reasonable doubt.
Which is a high bar, of course.
That's a high bar. Now, that leads me to believe that they were only seeing a tip of the iceberg on this.
You think Jack Smith has more?
Oh, yes. I would believe he has a lot more.
And then finally, Bill Barr said this about the DOJ. Listen. 20.
I do think that there is a double standard. I think it's sometimes... I think that the department tends to go far more aggressively after Republican or allegations of Republican wrongdoing than Democrat, and I've seen it myself. I've lived through it. I've seen it. Now, it's not as pervasive as is represented, it's not automatic, and I think there's still many, many great prosecutors in the department who can check their politics and be fair to whoever it is, regardless of their politics. But I do think that there's some political actors in the department, and I'm glad that Chairman Comer is conducting his investigation.
That's former Attorney General Bill Barr. Coming up on the Medved Show, we'll be speaking to Rich Lowry of National Review, who has a piece in Politico that should shake things up a little bit. It says Trump actually has a pretty good odds of getting back to the White House. Question is, will this particular trial, which is going to really turn on arguments about that stolen election, alleged stolen election from 2020, is this particular trial going to help him or hurt him? And then second issue, we'll talk to the Washington Policy Center. Why is it that parents in unprecedented numbers are fleeing the public schools in the state of Washington, where they've actually spent so much money and taken so many efforts to improve the quality of our schools for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth?
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.